Talking to Mike and Brian and Shirley, and Mike was just talking about the place there that where you can go actually go get a sleeping bag if you had to sleep on the street or somewhere, or you didn't have somewhere to stay. What is it?
You know that?
Well, what is it?
Street Health.
Street Health.
It's called Street Health.
What do they do there?
I think they moved from where they were, but it's a place you can go. You can go there from like, I think they open at 1:30 in the afternoon or something like that. You can go there and have coffee and watch TV.
You can just hang out if you don't have any place to go.
Right. And they'll help you out with anything you need. I mean, you tell them what you need, and if they can't help you, they'll find someone to get the help.
And you can get a sleeping bag from them?
You get a free sleeping bag. But you have to tell them that you're on the streets.
You can keep the sleeping bag, or you don't have to bring it back? That's pretty good. Where do they expect you to sleep, though, I wonder? Wherever. But at least you have a bed to sleep in, I suppose. Even if it's in an alley somewhere. You have somewhere to sleep, something to sleep in. There was a place in Toronto that was a big lot where everybody lived in cardboard boxes, but I don't think they have that anymore, right?
Where was that lot out in Toronto where they slept in boxes?
Did you see that?
Right at City Hall.
City Hall.
Sleep all the way around the building.
In the evening time, they put up a fence around the building.
Oh, but you see, when you were there?
They put up a barrier for the people to go on the other side with their boxes to sleep.
But I think that was temporary because they removed their spot where they could. There was an area where these people lived. They took it away, and I think they all went to City Hall after, and you know what I mean? Trying to pick it.
I've never seen the other place.
Right, yeah. But somebody told me about it and that they had cleaned it all up and made everybody move. And what's really wrong with that if people don't have a place to stay? I mean, unless it's private property or somebody owns it or whatnot, but there should be some place like that if they need it, you know?
A lot of those people choose it.
Choose it, that's right.
I was staying at the Chestnut Tree when I was up in Toronto for an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt sorry. I was going to have the waiter at the restaurant we were in bring them out a pot of coffee because I felt sorry.
Well, that's their scam, some of them.
And the waiter was telling me that they have the option. They can go and sleep at a shelter, but they have to refrain from drinking and doing dope to be able to stay at the shelters. They choose not to, so they stay on the street.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of them are
yeah, I guess, and I mean, in that respect, I guess maybe they shouldn't be given handouts, but to have some place for them to stay because they don't have anywhere to stay, really, I don't see anything wrong with having a place like
that. They should have a shelter for them. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people...
But even if it's not a shelter and it's just an outdoor place, if that's what somebody chooses or they nothing else to do... But then again, why couldn't they build even little cubicles for people if they had to? You know, I mean, someplace.
The thing is, there are places that they can go to sleep, but they don't want to stay at the place until they have to go to sleep. Like you might have to stay there from 7 o'clock until.
Or they might have to stay there because they won't get a bed either.
What's that?
And they might have to stay there because they can't get a bed if they don't go early.
What I'm saying is, they don't want to stay in this place till the next morning. They want to stay there, you know, just at night, 12 o'clock, come home from drinking a bottle of Scope.
You know what I mean?
A lot of them drink, they can't afford real liquor, so they get the mouthwash. I know there's people that hang around the mission that. They'll do it.
Is there any place here for a homeless person just to live?
Mission.
Yeah, if you go somewhere and say, I don't have anywhere to go, anywhere to stay, anywhere to live.
The mission will do it for it.
They do it temporarily and then they find you somewhere to stay, probably?
Probably. I'm not sure how they do it, but I know they do it.
We used to have the Salvation Army and they closed that.
Right.
I don't know why.
I don't know either. They closed the Salvation Army.
Can welfare deny anybody? Can't find a job or I don't know how to do it. I can't do anything and I don't have anywhere to go. Can they just turn you away and say we can't do anything for you?
No, really. You can get a lawyer and the lawyer will fight for you to get on welfare.
Yeah.
Everybody's got rights, but it's the people that are doing the drugs and not paying their rent and end up having to sleep outside and just get used to it and get their money from welfare by...
You think there's anybody that likes that?
Yeah.
Anybody that likes to stay in a wherever? I'll stay in an apartment building doorway tonight if I can, you know?
That's the only way of life they know, and they do like it. I mean,
they don't like to sleep out at night in cold, but they'll do it because they can get away with it. Some of them get used to it.
Even a cold bed that some of them would like.
I'd like to be a hobo on trains.
It'd be fun to carry around a stick with a bag on the end of it.
Yeah.
Walk down the tracks.
As long as I can get my wireless internet.
Yeah. I don't think so. And sometimes it looks like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know? To wander or whatever, but or they make it look good on TV because, you know, the guy goes from town to town and you get in predicaments and do things and it looks like a, you know, a fun thing, but in reality it's not. Yeah, especially in a big, the bigger the city, the more dangerous it is, I'm sure. Well, thank you guys for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Take no
and listening to your insight.
Now you're going to buy us a coffee and give us a place to stay tonight?
I'll just take the empty cup.